Chelsea LaRute is a regular visitor. She's the executive director of the Greater Burlington Convention and Visitors Bureau. She joins me each month. We talk about events that are happening in her own backyard. It's part of the way to really tell people, hey, you know what, you should invite people to come and see some of these things, and maybe see some of these things that you kind of take for granted, the forest for the trees idea, so to speak. But Chelsea is with me. We're talking about the Convention and Visitors Bureau. She is the executive director of that organization. And, I think really people really want to know, perhaps sometimes, what do you do? Talk about it in terms of, where does it get funding, and what do you do with the funds that you do get?
Yeah. The core funding source that the CVB has is through hotel motel tax dollars. We have agreements with both the City of Burlington and the City of West Burlington to split the collections with them, so they get a portion and we get a portion. And that's what we operate off of each year.
So when the hotels aren't full, and we had them very, very, very full when mm-hmm. the fertilizer plant was being so. You've had to take a cut over the last couple of years, haven't you?
We have, yep. And so we've had to be a little bit more strategic. But ultimately, our goal is to market the community and promote what we have to offer here. So we really try not to cut our marketing line item budget too much, because that's our mission there.
Do you have any grants? Are there any grants that you can apply for to do any of the things that you do?
The State Tourism Office does offer a couple grants. One of them is a marketing grant. So we'll find out very soon if we've been awarded some dollars there for next fiscal year. The other grant program that we've been very fortunate to receive the last couple years is the Regional Sports Authority District Grant Program.
Okay.
So that is a $50,000 grant where essentially the CVB is just a pass-through, and then we award those dollars out to local partners. So we have been awarded this grant the last 3 years, and in fiscal year 18, we were able to help support 24 different sporting events in our community.
Okay, so events that are happening, it could be a 3-on-3 basketball tournament mm-hmm. or any of the other sporting type events that are going on, you can help them out a bit and maybe give them a little seed money perhaps, right?
Yep, and the state obviously has restrictions on how to use those dollars a little bit, so they really encourage those dollars are used towards marketing expenses to help attract more participants to their event from outside a 50-mile radius. The theory out there is if they're coming from 50 miles or more, they're more likely to stay in a hotel, so then that will help the hotel motel revenue that way also.
I do know that also the Welcome Center is under your sort of auspices mm-hmm. or bailiwick or whatever we want to call it, jurisdiction.
Yep.
You can use any of those terms. But the Welcome Center, how are we doing at the Welcome Center in terms of visitors?
Numbers are down a little bit this year, but we're noticing that in the tourism industry completely this year in Greater Burlington with visitor number, or I say with hotel motel numbers and things like that. But it is really exciting. We pulled some quick facts the other day. We've had visitors from 30 different countries at the Welcome Center, just shy of 10,000 total visitors this year, and from 49 different states, also including Washington, D.C., and Puerto Rico. So we're only missing Vermont. So if you know anybody from Vermont coming to the area soon, get them down to the Welcome Center.
There is a Burlington, Vermont. We're named after
Burlington,
Vermont. I mean, it's sort of the history already. I mean, it's almost impossible to believe, but somebody from Burlington, Vermont hasn't made it to here this past year. But let's hope that somebody, maybe before the end of the year, they can do that, so you can mark that off your list, right?
Yes, very soon, we're hoping so.
But the numbers have been down a little bit. I know that remarking to Jim Furno about the fact that we had the Walk to End Alzheimer's, and it took place at the Port of Burlington. Well, at least the Port of Burlington and the area mm-hmm. between the port and the auditorium. And I said that would not have been possible in past years without mm-hmm. the new flood wall that has been put in there. But we were high and dry, so to speak, even
yes.
though the river was very high. Mm-hmm. And that was something. So that's got to help. I would think that's certainly got to be a big relief for the Welcome Center, isn't it?
It is. It's a huge relief, and we're very grateful to the city for installing that city wall. Because when our building was originally built, it was built up on pylons, and so the river flowed underneath of our building. And so even if the water wasn't quite high enough, it was still coming up through our floor where the scale is. But now the flood wall is dug down deep enough that it does completely protect us underneath.
All right, so that's some good news there. But again, are you working on any new grants or any new programs or any new ways to fund?
So we do set aside a portion of our budget each year, and we do what we call community event funding. So it's a local grant program that then we can distribute out to our partners. So total in 2018, we were able to, including our sports grant and our community event funding dollars, we were able to distribute a little over $84,000 in grants. And that's supporting 34 different events within our community just to help them take the next step above and grow as much as they can. And these 34 different events helped to bring in just about 68,000 visitors to our community this year. So
all right.
That's pretty impressive when you're thinking about those numbers there.
All right. Well, all of that you can find out. If somebody wants more information about this, is this information available online?
It is, yep. We have a CVB grants page within our website at greaterburlington.com.
All right. And you can check out all the events that are coming up by going to Greater Burlington, actually going to just GreaterBurlingtonPartnership.com, right?
Just GreaterBurlington.com.
Oh, GreaterBurlington.com.
Yep.
Even easier.
That's right.
One less word to say or to type in. Anyway, check it out, GreaterBurlington.com. Chelsea will be around in, I think, the week after Thanksgiving. We're talking about December.
I know. I can't believe it'll be here already.
It will be. The Holiday Lighted Parade, perhaps, is, by the way, is coming up 2 weeks from, or it's actually coming up on the 24th. 24th, the Saturday of the 24th.